In October 1999, Shaka Singhore was thrust into a dreadful new reality, a 6-foot-by-9-foot cell. Not knowing when he'd be allowed to leave the confined space, he underwent a period of anger and resentment. But then he set to work expanding his soul and transforming himself so his punishing environment became a place of light and learning. People have compared COVID-19 shelter-in-place orders to being in prison. It's easy to imagine why such a comparison might rankle someone who has actually experienced the most abusive form of prison life. But with characteristic empathy, Singhore shares his hard-won tips for how to thrive and grow in very limiting circumstances. Recognize that only two things are under your control: your thoughts and your actions. Shaka Singhore spent 4 years in an environment designed to crush souls, otherwise known as solitary confinement. His first 2 years were full of anguish, primarily due to uncertainty. He didn't know when he'd be allowed to leave. Each time someone came near his cell, he wondered whether the torture was coming to an end, only to despair when the footsteps passed his door. Tension wreaked havoc on his mental health. He was at the mercy of prison administrators who seemed indifferent to his suffering. Somewhere in the midst of year three, Singhore discovered a tool that kept him sane: writing. Writing led Singhore to the transformative realization that his thoughts and his actions were the only two things he could control. He didn't have power over his external circumstances, but he could work to become the kind of man who would one day emerge from solitary confinement healthy and whole. Shelter-in-place orders aren't a prison, but they are confining, and a healthy understanding of what you can and can't control will help you adjust. You may fear for the health of your family members. You may be caring for children who are out of school, and your financial future may look grim. Whether one or all of these things are true for you, the pandemic could be plunging you into uncertainty. Meditating, writing, and learning can give you a reprieve from uncertainty and fretfulness. Meditate to reduce anxiety. Write to harness your thoughts. Worries so often take the form of ceaseless, anxiety-stricken voices in your head. During his time in solitary confinement, Singhore discovered that meditation is a valuable tool for quieting those voices. Meditation can be as simple as breathing in for 5 seconds, imagining the release of troubling thoughts, then breathing out for 5 seconds, then breathing in positivity. Writing is healing as well, whether you write a letter, a book, or a journal entry. Write letters to maintain your connections with your friends and family. Write letters to your past and future self to process your feelings, with the added benefit that you will be able to read these letters in the future to see if your reality lines up with your previous hopes and dreams. The pandemic may be providing a break from your normal routines, giving you a chance to write something longer, like a book or a story. You could commit to writing a page, paragraph, or sentence each day. Even if you don't want anyone else to read your writing, consider journaling. Singhore compares it to meditation on paper, a way to see yourself clearly and process and liberate yourself from past traumas. Make your ideal future visible with a vision board, then take steps to make it a reality. While in solitary confinement, Singhore paced the floor, imagining the smallest details of his ideal life. When he got access to magazines, he cut out images that fit his vision and pasted them to a vision board. He also wrote out his goals, among them, write a New York Times bestseller and be interviewed by Oprah. He's since accomplished those and many other goals that date back to his days in prison. Turbulent times can launch you into your ideal future. Consider creating a vision board, then take action to bring your vision into reality. Study a new subject, experiment with cooking, or learn a useful craft. Prisoners innovate with limited materials. They brew wine by fermenting fruit juice, make incense with deodorant and toilet paper, and unravel their socks to create fishing lines for passing notes to fellow inmates. Syngor likens the acts of genius he witnessed behind bars to the innovation he sees today as a fellow at the MIT Media Lab. Make this unexpected time at home into a learning opportunity. Knit, sew, draw, or make prison wine. Take advantage of the instructional videos and free college courses online. If you enjoy cooking, let the limitations imposed by fewer visits to the grocery store inspire new recipes. Improve your body as well as your mind. Exercise every day. People often leave prison in great physical shape, which may lead you to believe that there's not much to do behind bars but exercise. Syngor suggests another motive. Exercise is a necessary stress reducer when you're trying to survive the vicissitudes of prison life. While in prison, Syngor created ingenious improvised exercise equipment from his mattress, sheets, and books. Your gym may be closed, but you still have ample opportunity to get in shape or stay fit. Make your quarantine buddy into your workout buddy, and your relationship is likely to benefit along with your health.